Boom. Yeah.
There you go.
We're starting.
Yeah. All right. This is from Bori Rock. New album. New album out now. Wavy Bullet. Go pick that up on all DSPs.
All of them.
You know what I'm saying? Strawberry Tea, my favorite joint out of the whole tape. Mm. Let's get it.
That's a motherfucking hoop, bitch.
You
don't take body with.
We gonna run that back.
It's lit. That's a motherfucking hoop, bitch.
You don't take
body. It's you, nigga.
All dogs, nigga. Yo, Grubby. Fiends that Fetty D. Get between counting the cheese, you gonna bleed. We gonna eat, not compete. My enemies, they finna be all deceased. One niggas get the drop, but niggas hard to reach. Two niggas with a clock, one nigga ride the G. My niggas, we bought a breeze. That nigga thought it was sweet, gave him a strawberry seed.
It's
cranium. Dan Damien, why the fuck would you play with him? You should've just paid him done. I'm that nigga, I'll pay the way for them.
Word.
You that nigga, that's the thing. Complaining while again. I do the most to put off a game. You just tryna boast and put on a chain. I'm just tryna
I'm
feeling like a goat, I'm the people's champ.
The people's champ. Man, welcome to the episode of It's Lit Boston. We are your host, Sam Show, host of Mike, and we back in the building.
We back.
You know what I'm saying? What's going on, fellas?
Fuck the Celtics.
Listen, man, I missed the glasses, bro.
Man.
You know what I mean?
I missed the glasses.
You know what I mean?
It feels
bad.
Right.
We
missed
bad.
Yeah.
Bro. I didn't have one last time.
I didn't see him. I was just looking at the camera and shit.
Oh, you never
looked. And then I turned to the side. I was like, shit.
You don't look over to the side?
I'm like Clark Kent.
I don't know about that.
We can't hear my man.
I can't be Clark Kent?
Nah, because I mean, if you Clark Kent, that means you Superman. Well, I'm Batman.
You're
so
Batman.
Yeah, you right.
You're
we in the building.
And he's the chair.
I'm the guy in the chair.
You got your powers, man. I know what I'm good at. You know what I'm saying?
First of all, if anything, I think I would be Batman.
Whoa. Ain't nobody putting you as Batman.
I'm a tactician.
I don't see any
cord. You Thor. So what you talking about? Shut up.
Nah, don't call him Thor. My man said he's Batman.
Oh, so you're not a demigod no more.
Welcome to the world
of regular men,
yeah,
my guy.
Yeah. Nah. You know what?
Wait. Hold on.
Time out.
You don't know my man identifies as.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so he's changing it up now.
I can anytime I feel like it.
You feel me?
Pussy. Yo, shout out to all of our subscribers on the various DSP. Shout out to our YouTube and Spotify subscribers. Please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. Hit that notification bell. That way you know every time we post new content. Please follow It's Lit Boston on IG.
It's lit.
Just be snapping on IG.
It's lit.
Show on IG.
It's lit.
Spoken X for my man. Oh,
it's lit.
And Dubside General on IG just because.
It's lit.
Gang is back.
That's a good one.
Hell yeah, man.
Man, I miss my guys.
What's popping,
man?
I miss my guys.
You know what I'm saying? Shit, life was busy.
Listen,
it was busy, man.
The world stops when we don't pod because that's when the Celtics
lit.
Nah. I'm not putting that on us.
Yeah, I'm gonna take it.
I'm not gonna take that. No way. I'm not taking responsibility for the
poor work that they've been doing.
Poor work. You know what's funny about it, right? You know, you were talking to me about, he's not a good head coach, boom, all that shit, right? Mm. And then he came out today and said that he didn't prepare them.
He's supposed to.
I know that. I was like, bro, your team has been up. It's up in the first three quarters every game. Mm. How is it in the last five? Y'all niggas choke. Take a dumb threes.
They can't close. And I've said I've said it the entire time.
They can't close.
They trash at closing.
Oh my God. I don't care if Tatum got 34 points, nigga.
You can't close.
What's the point of 34 points if you ain't winning?
The only thing that makes me feel good about the Celtics being 0-3, the Lakers are 0-3 too.
You know what?
That's the only thing that makes me feel good about this whole situation.
This is tough.
Yeah.
I don't want to see LeBron go out like this.
I don't.
I welcome the new guys coming in and busting ass the way they're busting ass.
Absolutely.
Like, I respect that.
Absolutely.
Shout out to Murray. I mean, balling. They're taking him from the half court.
He took 2 years off when he had all that ACL.
Yeah.
Because
last time he was balling like this was in the bubble when they thought they were going to win, but, you know.
Now this is
the infamous bubble season.
It's tough to watch, but it is a good game.
This was
shout out to Jimmy Butler also.
This was the year that LeBron should have won it.
This year?
Yeah. Because after this year, it's like, it's hard, done. Bro.
Yeah, it's hard, bro.
It's hard. These little motherfuckers are running everywhere.
They balling out the gym, son.
Out the gym.
Out the gym. Ain't no more drivers no more. Everybody's a shooter.
Everybody's a shooter.
Except Jokic.
Bro.
Except Jokic.
Nah, but his inside game is on point.
Whoa.
No, pause. Whoa. All the way through. Whoa. All the way through. We're talking basketball, yo. Come on,
don't
do that.
I'm sorry. You know what it is?
You know what I'm saying?
I've been watching Cameron's podcast.
Yeah, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. Before
I was
going
to say, yeah, you can't,
can't do that before we pod. Yo. Can't do that before we pod, man.
Oh, my God.
Now, that show was hilarious, bro. Yo.
Yeah.
Wow. I did not realize that Mace was that funny.
Yo, Mace is hilarious. I'm going to tell y'all this. Mace is funny. But listen, he looks like a grandmother from the South, bro.
Yeah.
This is Paul's.
He got a high-ass forehead.
And he got a wide neck, bro. It's like, I don't know how to explain
it. Yo, real talk, I don't know Shorty's name. No disrespect to you, Ma.
Oh, she's stat, baby.
Okay.
That's her name.
Okay, all right, cool. Bet. When she be talking her shit, I love that shit.
Yeah.
And then let her get her shit off. I'm like, all right.
Facts.
Nah, Cam's, yo, we already know Cam's hilarious. You know what I'm saying? We already know Cam's funny.
Shout out to Cam.
That's a great show.
Shout out to
Cam.
And it's not a podcast. It's a show.
It's a show. Yeah. It ain't a podcast. Yeah. So, but we didn't say that.
It's funny as shit, though. I like it.
Hell yeah. How's y'all week, though?
Hold on.
Oh, my bad.
Let's finish the sports.
Okay.
Because we already jumped in on that.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
We got to say shout out to our man, Carmelo Anthony.
Oh, yeah.
Retiring after 19
seasons. Shouts to Melo, man.
Shouts to Melo,
Salute to you, my guy.
Melo made me want to wear black and yellow, bro. Black, yellow, and blue. That's what he had in Denver.
My first baby blue anything was a Carmelo jersey.
Carmelo.
Word?
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yes.
Yeah, because when he was in Denver, he had the shiny blue and white.
Yep.
Or the shiny silver or shiny white.
Yep.
And the alternate jersey, which was black, yellow, and blue.
Okay.
And that was the most fire alternate jersey at that time.
But I know I had me that powder blue joint. Man, with the Air Forces, man, I was killing it back then.
Oh man, you sound like a Boston nigga. Oh my God.
I was just killing it.
Like, you know what the difference between him and the other regular Boston niggas? Like the Boston niggas that wear Adidas everything.
I wasn't
everything.
In Boston at the time when I was rocking it, but it's okay.
Oh, I apologize.
I brought the Boston swag out of state, right?
I bet you did.
I bet you did.
Nigga had Boston socks. He had a Boston hat. He was saying the Red Sox.
You don't remember the lime green Celtics velour suit?
Oh, my God.
It's lit.
You did that?
He said it like he's proud of it.
I was in the Army. Yo, that was fire back
then. Was it dark green or like?
It was Celtic green.
Celtic green.
It was green and white.
So you telling me you look like a big Skittle?
Bro. We posted up on the block. You already know. When I came home.
It's lit.
I came home.
A whole drug dealer.
Standing out loud and proud.
Like my worm, nigga.
With my green and white Tims.
Oh, you were one of those niggas.
I was killing it.
Nah, Mikey, I was killing it. Yo, I ain't gonna lie to you. If a shorty approached you over me, I'm tight.
Bro, I was getting all the game. Chill.
That's why I disrespect the niggas, yo.
You were out in like Framingham or some shit. Bro, chill.
What you mean, bro? There's Brazilians out there. I was living life.
Yeah. Shout out to Framingham.
Yeah, yo. What you mean, bro?
Allegedly.
Yeah. Come on, son.
And just let's get this out the way real quick. It's a sad moment. Yeah. RIP to the great Jim Brown.
RIP.
Respect.
Passed away at the age of 87. Everybody knows he had a great career in the NFL. He was a Hall of Famer. He left the NFL pretty much in his prime still.
Yeah,
and he started doing a lot of activism work.
Yeah,
and then he started hitting the movies. And
he was in I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker.
Oh yeah,
Yes, he was. Classic.
Yeah, but RIP to him, man. You know, I guess we're getting to the age where
people are passing away.
No, the people that we looked up to.
The legends passing away. Yeah.
The legends.
The door's closing slowly. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, I like that analogy. Come on, man. It's lit. That was a good one.
How was y'all week, man?
You know what I'm saying?
We haven't seen each other in 2 weeks.
Oh, my goodness. What's going on with my weeks, bro? It's been busy. Everything's broken at my job. So literally, I've been... Everything's broken.
Wow. Way to throw the company under the bus.
Yo, they're not fixing shit, yo.
Whoa.
They want me to come to work and deal with this bullshit?
I kid you not. Every time we have a meeting and they say, hey, what's going on? I'm like, everything's broken.
Oh, you Spanish?
Yeah, I tell them everything.
You Spanish?
Everything. Anything. Everything
it's basura. Basura.
Basura.
Oh, shit. Yes.
You got to talk like the Dominicans in the barbershop. Facts. I don't know, Bobby. I don't know. I don't know. Basura.
But besides work, man, my lodgement keep me busy.
That's what's up.
What have I done? Seen Fast X.
Ooh, how was it?
Garbage. But I don't like them because of the bad acting.
Oh, these niggas made $300 million.
Right.
You talking shit.
Listen, like I said,
it made no sense.
Like I said, I want to play a drinking game where every time they say family, you take a shot. And I guarantee you, you'll be dead by the end of the movie.
I'm sure I will be. Man. It's all about family.
Stop it. Stop
it's,
it.
It's lit.
But,
family.
Nah, like I've been prepping for my trip because I know I got vacation.
I
need vacation, bro.
So if you come back with a tan.
Whoa, if you any dog, I nigga purple, nigga.
That nigga gonna be invisible in the dark.
Oh, shit. Fuck smiling,
damn.
Nigga.
Damn. Colorism is still real.
Back in the day, they used to call it blurple.
Look at this colorism here.
It's lit.
You so black that you look purple.
Oh, shit.
How the dark skinned brothers coming at the dark skin. This is not bullshit.
Nah. That's not dark skin.
Time out. So there's no solidarity.
Bro, wait, time out. It's not our fault. You came looking like a blueberry today.
Oh, shit.
It's lit.
They coming at me.
20 minutes later.
They coming at me.
20 minutes later.
Whatever. First of all, I'm not even acknowledging Turbo Boy over there. I'm just gonna rock. Right?
They say your thoughts are all wrapped up.
Shit.
They definitely are.
I got to listen to the Turban Avenger over there.
Oh,
man.
As long as I'm an Avenger,
right?
As long as I'm an Avenger.
I ain't trying to mess with
a purpose.
I'm in the game, baby.
Shit. I ain't trying to mess with
y'all. It's lit.
I'm in a good mood. I said, yo, my boys, I haven't seen y'all forever.
That's why we had to get at you, bro.
I got to deal with this bullshit.
You know what I mean?
Listen, we still don't remember when you left us in the parking lot.
Hey, be on time.
It's lit.
Be on time.
That's fucked up.
That shit is so wild to me,
like,
boy.
Like, what if we got there, bro, and something happened?
Yo.
Should have been on time.
Oh. Wow.
Yo, we adults.
It's lit.
What you said you is, Aquarius?
We don't run on CP time.
You're an Aquarius?
Oh, facts.
So tell me.
And I'm a February Aquarius, so don't play with me.
So what's the difference in your Aquariism and the other Aquariuses? Because most Aquariuses would have waited. They would have been like, oh, I came all the way out here. I might as well just wait for y'all.
Absolutely not. Them Aquarius would have been gone sooner. I gave y'all 25 minutes.
Every time we talk, add on more minutes.
Y'all keep decreasing the time.
Nah, we said 20.
It was 25.
See, you
how was your week? How was your week, Sam?
Anyway, that was my week.
That was your week?
Bastards. Yeah. That was my week.
My week was smooth. I went to see Fast X. I didn't have the same approach to it as Mikey. I actually liked it.
Yeah.
Right? I went to Framingham. Shout out to Framingham. They got the best churros at that AMC theater.
They better. All them Spanish people over there.
Oh, my
better.
God. They're amazing, bro.
I've never been to the Framingham.
Yes, it's a dining theater. Yeah, order your food and go sit down.
Yo,
you be buying
food out there?
Bro, I'm an adult. I'm going to spend my money, bro.
I see people out here
wasting money on bets that they can't win. They're spending money on kids that
movies
ain't there.
Movies ain't getting me, bro.
I'm going to buy some churros, bro. If I'm in there for 2.5 hours.
I get some pretzels. I get pretzels.
I get a cocktail.
A cocktail? This nigga crazy.
It's lit.
He heard you identify as something. He wanna
identify. The whole cocktail.
Yeah.
How much is it at the movies,
you don't get a drink?
No.
Okay.
Nigga, I need to pay attention. I get tipsy.
I might get a soda, but I'm not going, let me get a drink.
I get a drink.
This nigga,
how much
Mikey,
is a drink?
I don't know.
This nigga might get tipsy and start looking at people in the dark.
Weak ass movie drinks, nigga.
Man, they can't see him because he's so dark with the tan,
bro.
For all our viewers,
it's lit.
Y'all know. They don't know. It's okay, but y'all know.
That's all you did see.
I went to see Fast X. I've just been shooting photos lately.
Mm-hmm.
You know, taking my dog out, spending time with the loved ones and whatnot. You know, it's enjoying the good weather, bro.
Oh, yes.
It's been nice.
Yes.
Out.
Shout out to the mothers because we missed Mother's Day.
Mother's Day. Shout out to the moms.
Shout out to the mothers that act like mothers.
all of that.
You know?
Yeah, no, no, he's right.
Hey, we got to keep it real.
Always got
to
put an alibi on
it. No, no, no.
You know what?
They do it on Father's Day.
You know what? You know what?
They should be a shout out to the women that are fathers, too.
That's why we ain't talking to them.
Oh, whoa. You ain't going to talk to women now?
No, they said they fathers on Father's Day. Well, we ain't talking to them. We're talking to the mothers.
We cannot tell them what they identify.
Hold on.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
That's what I hear when they do it.
Is that the time?
I didn't tell nobody what to do. That's the time. Let's take a quick music break.
No warning, nothing.
Right.
Listen.
Nothing. Take your time.
Listen. I can't carry all the phones looking at everything, damn it.
I mean, you got all the pockets, bro.
But what? That doesn't even make sense.
You got all the pockets.
That still don't make any sense, but all right.
It's all good. It's all good. I ain't even mad at it. I got something. You know what I'm saying?
These Lakers better motherfucking win tonight. They can't lose, though.
Yeah, they absolutely can.
LeBron can't get swept, bro. Oh.
All right.
If he gets swept, this is going to be bad.
Sweeping like a broom.
Wait, time out. Before we start, you hate LeBron so much, you want to bet that he loses, and I bet that he wins tonight?
I don't hate LeBron. I hate the Lakers.
Okay, you hate the Lakers. So you want the Lakers to win?
No, I want the Lakers to lose. I said I hate the Lakers.
So I'll go for the Lakers. You go for the Nuggets.
Absolutely.
Pause.
Hey, yo.
The Denver basketball team.
Yeah, the Denver Nuggets.
Hey, yo.
That sounded crazy.
That was wild, boy. Right? Oh, my goodness, bro.
All right, so look. If the Lakers win, you bring in pizza next week.
If the Nuggets win,
what you want?
I don't know. Like, if the Lakers win.
I got Lakers winning.
I mean, if the Lakers win. I'll bring in pizza next week, Monday.
Right.
If the Lakers lose, I don't know. You gotta have to take like 4 shots the next time we pod.
This nigga always want to see me tipsy, though.
Nah, because you're grown now, bro.
You're grown now, bro. What's the music break?
You're grown now. You know what I'm saying? We going to keep it with Wavy Bullet. This is 1978.
It's lit.
Great tape, Teflon. Did your thing.
Brick you up Bentley's 10. What's the hit the market? It's lit. I'm trying to make friends. I'm just being honest. I'm just trying to make beers. Another check deposit. I don't run no Ray Bans. Bitch, this shit Versace.
Oh, my God.
You keep moving sloppy. You can never understand me. This ain't like college. From the school of hard knocks, gets his car shot. Giving niggas headshots, think he gave the car drop.
It's lit.
Hit the ball pop, nothing sweet. Hoping on my dog's bark. Her water tough case knocked up. Raw problems did pop off. Don't ask me, just rocked up. Dudes fall from top dog, top in the middle. Pop top.
It's lit.
Hit they veins, they call laws. Moving beige and call hard. Snitches pray on my downfall. Pray on my downfall. Bitches know who to count on. Still singing up in chow hall. 1978, I can still get you drugs. 1978,
it's lit.
What's the plot? 1942, pop that shit in the club. It's hard to recruit. You ain't come where we from. 1978, I can still get you drugs. 1978, Dunny's Pops, what's the plot? 1942, pop that shit in the club.
It's lit.
It's hard to recruit.
We don't talk about him, cause that nigga a bitch. Black and gold brim, just to throw off the fit. Real niggas do that time, and they don't say a thing. Bitch niggas take that mill, Mickey D's number 10.
It's lit.
In the field. We ain't playing pretend. He couldn't take the rap, so he started to sing. Bro got 25, took that shit on the chin. Bro got 25, he just started a grin. Word of grim, I'ma win. Say a game, thing.
Game.
Put this shit on my kids. I'ma never be him. Free
it.
My niggas in the pen. Tap this shit on my
Free
skin.
My dog,
he a rap. He get hit. Rest in peace, little
Kill
bitch.
It's lit.
I'm just telling my story. When I miss, we talk bricks. We don't talk about scoring. Do a hit, catch a lick like a bitch when she horny. I was like 7 to 8 when my mom's got the board.
1978. Get you drugs. 1978, Dunny's Pops was the plug. 1942, pop that shit in the club. It's hard to recruit. You ain't come where we from.
It's lit.
I can still get you drugs. 1978.
42. Pop that shit in the club. It's hard to refute. You ain't come where we from.
And we're back. Quick little break, you know what I'm saying? Hope y'all enjoy that wavy quick, bullet.
Quick wardrobe change.
Yeah, yeah. You see, Mayans had to get right.
Diva talks.
He was like, I got a black, just a black tee on today.
Yeah, man, I was mad regular.
Like, damn.
I feel like I was about to missing the Air Forces. All black Air Forces.
No glasses though.
Oh, I got them. Come on.
Say, come on. Yeah, in his hands. Why would you doubt him?
Fix yourself.
You know what I'm saying? Look
fix
right,
yourself.
Man.
You know what I mean? I'm back.
Bro. All right. So a lot's going on in the city.
Yes.
There's a lot.
Shout out to everybody making the moves.
I'm proud of the city.
You know what I'm saying?
Proud of the
city. I got nothing negative to say at all.
I got mad shit.
For now.
Not negative, but I got shit.
Yeah. That's why I said nothing negative. Just let it be known. Ain't no spice here.
I've learned, like, when we don't want to be spicy, you read other people's spiciness.
Yeah, like, yo, it wasn't me. We're just spectating. I'm just reporting what I saw.
I'm just reporting the news.
That's it.
I'm just here to observe.
You know what I mean? This ain't personal.
Things was happening while the Celtics was losing.
Listen, man. You know what I mean? Listen, man. Let's not even bring them up no more.
Oh, God.
Let's not bring them up no more.
Jesus.
What we got? Grace just opened up.
Grace.
At Seaport.
Yes.
By the way, I know it was great promotion and everything. You want to keep everything symmetric, make everything look good. But all y'all having the same video was crazy to me.
Who?
every time, everybody that went to Grace, it's like they gave them the same video.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The same drink was being poured. Not a knock. Let's just be clear. It's just as a creative, that was a little too simple. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to see other things.
I wanted
to see different things. Entice me to want to come. I'm still coming. I'm just saying, for those who don't know.
So then they enticed you.
No, I'm still going to go regardless. It looked good from the first four I saw.
They enticed you.
I didn't say they didn't entice me. I'm just saying, the same videos from like 40 people, that's a whole lot.
That means, like, are they cheating?
Yeah, that's a major cheat code.
they're sharing the clip.
Oh, when we share clips. It's Call Mikey up right now. Call Mikey right now.
Yeah, nah, bro. But
listen, girls ain't going to want me to call show. They're going to want me to call you.
Yeah, facts.
Why come?
Because they know show going to lie for me.
1,000%.
Real nigga.
Always stay true.
And I know, you know what I mean?
Always stay true.
On, you think I want to lie for
you? You host some mic, bro.
Damn, son.
You think I want to ride for you? Like, really? You know what? The disrespect.
See, I had a thing, bro.
See, I ain't trying to call anybody out, but I know I'm the call. Give me all the booze you want. I guarantee you, I'm the call.
Oh, shit.
I'm the call.
Well, listen, they're going to call you because if Sam calls you, it's because he just wants somebody sensible and in control.
Feel me?
To
I'm
enter.
The alibi.
My dog knows. My boy knows.
He going to call me up. If he wants to get live.
You feel me? Yo, on dog show, tell him. Tell
like,
him, show.
Nah, yo, fuck all that shit you talk about. Nobody cares about you anyway, yo.
Facts.
That's why you alone, son.
I play my position. I work undercover.
Yeah, that's it, baby.
Listen, like we said, you're the chair.
I'll let y'all create
By the way, I'm not like that in general. I just be fucking around.
We all fuck around.
I let people know.
It's all part of
it. It's all part of it,
yo. It's all part of cover.
You know?
Satire.
That's it, man. Don't take what we do up here as who
we are. It's not serious.
Come on, exactly. Man. We joking.
Parental advisory advised.
It's lit.
Definitely.
PG-13.
Anybody under 35, it's okay. Relax.
NC-17.
Wow. Relax. Now you got today young boys, yo.
Yeah.
Under 35, you're a young boy to me, man.
I mean, what's young nowadays, though?
Nah, any,
I,
honestly.
I said the 20s.
Nah,
30s is young, too, bro.
30s is young.
30s is young. 30s is young, bro.
I'm going to say your 20s.
Nah, I'm going to give you 30 because I see a lot of immature men out here. Sorry.
Ooh,
yeah, but you can be 40.
That's a good one.
You can be 40 and immature.
Sorry. Nah. In this day and age.
You a seasoned vet.
Yeah, that's different.
But you're still immature as fuck.
And check it. If you 40 and up, you come from a whole different type of era. So I'm not even putting you in that category.
Facts.
Because I don't put you in that category. You know what I'm saying?
Why?
Nah, because fam, the skills you got. To talk to them all day. It's not even a shot, but it's real shit.
But I'm in my
30s. No.
Whoa.
You're above 35. Yeah. Relax, my nigga.
You're
climbing the hill, bro.
Hold on. Really?
Chill.
Now we're discriminating against
people. I'm in there with you.
I just noticed, before you go in, I know you're about to go in. There's three shades of blue over here.
This thing is crazy right now.
It's the blue, Mike.
Yeah.
It's lit.
four
with
shades.
The powder blue?
Four
with
shades.
The powder blue.
Five shades.
It's lit.
Five shades?
Look at the blue jeans.
The with the kicks.
Shoes.
Oh.
The Kyrie's. Chill.
It's lit.
Chill.
All
right. Chill.
All right.
Blue, baby.
I see you.
I was wearing green earlier.
I see you.
I was wearing money green earlier.
Oh, shit. Yo, what's your favorite shade of green, though?
I mean, my favorite. I'm more of a blue person. I like blue, but if I'm gonna do green, I like money green.
Mm. Money green.
Yeah. You know what they say?
It's
about
a rich. It's a rich green.
Nah.
Grass green.
Would
tree
you,
green.
Would you consider green. Yourself moody? People who like blue are considered moody.
I can't
from what
be.
I've looked at.
I can't be.
Okay.
Nah, Mikey's definitely moody, bro.
He's blue. Yeah, that's why it makes sense. Moody, blue. Bro.
You can always tell. You can always tell what mood Mikey's in. He can't hide none
oh
of that
my
shit.
God. Bro, listen.
The first sentence out of his
listen,
mouth is.
We off topic. We off topic right now, right? But I know this. I know. Show's gonna feel me
yo.
On this.
Hold on,
yo. When you he sighs,
you have
it's
no
a wrap.
You have no clue how close you hit to the truth. Last week,
last week
we had a meeting at my job, and somebody that was in charge said something that was like off, and I guess I did the.
You sighed at a right? judge.
And they were like, hold on, James, because at work I'm James, all right? They were like, I think we need, James, you had something to say, don't you? I was like, nah, I ain't going to say nothing. They said, no, we heard you breathing.
We heard you breathing.
Oh.
It's
lit.
Heard yeah. you breathing?
And I said,
yeah, bro.
I was like, if I'm going to say something, yo, you were wrong, and this is why you were wrong. I do that. I got
now you guys
to
say your shit.
Doing that.
Yo, once you sigh, I know you reach a peak. Every time you sigh, I know Jesus. You've reached your peak. Pause.
I'm mad.
Every time.
See, but that's.
I become hella transparent.
But that's,
yeah.
the,
yeah.
But that's the running joke, bro. When I'm going to tell you this
I've
right
been
now.
I'm at this.
We off topic right now. We're going to get on topic, right?
Soon.
When me and Show will show up to your crib, right?
Bro.
We be rolling the dice like, yo, what Mikey you think we're going to get today?
It's lit.
We was like, yo.
Yo, if you dap me up
no,
and you
no,
smiling,
no, not
I'm
even
like,
that.
Right,
not
word,
even
yo.
That. Not even that. It's how you open the door.
Word. Right.
It's lit.
If he opened the door like this, he's hiding.
Oh,
that
man.
That nigga's hiding behind the door with the arm in the air.
Oh, my God.
He's like this. Look.
The house is dark.
You be like, yo, what's good, Mikey? He be like.
That's it.
It's lit.
My back like y'all know me so damn well.
Yo, it's so crazy, bro.
Be like, yo,
I've never seen
get,
somebody so
like,
transparent
yo, Mikey,
like
where's
that.
Where's the drinks at, Mikey?
Y'all can read you the minute I walk in your crib.
Fact.
And it's dark like that. I'm like, I got to turn up because this nigga Buck,
man,
he going through saying. Oh,
I used to be better at hiding it in.
Nah,
man.
Man, it's good. We know
I'm
you, bro.
I'm trying to learn to get it out healthily.
Healthy. Healthily.
It's a word. We just ain't saying it
I don't
it
know
right.
why I'm saying healthfully.
I don't know, nigga.
Where the
hell
come from?
I don't know.
Where the hell come from, nigga?
The fuck you identify as a lizard?
It's lit.
We can't say your ass is a shit, nigga.
Yo, what you putting that slushy, bro?
It's lit.
Oh, but
something
shit.
Is slushy, you ain't even know it.
I can't enunciate shit right now.
Nah, but honestly, shout out to everybody doing great things out here.
Yeah, shout out to Nubian Market.
Yes, sir.
It's lit.
Shout out to Nubian Market.
They open on Wednesday.
Yep, on Washington Street in Nubian Square.
Yep.
They got all black owned products.
Yeah. I'm excited to go there. I'm going to go check it out.
Yes,
definitely, man.
Yes,
guys to go over there, man.
Hurry up and get there before they run out.
Facts.
You know how black folks
It's lit.
See, they're gonna be like, yo, that's back ordered, son.
We didn't expect that much.
It's lit.
We appreciate all the support, but give us a minute. We
oh
be back
my
up.
God.
I came here for that specific soap. It's
oh,
not on the shelf.
Shit. Nah, give us a minute, yo.
We ain't got no more then.
There's no more patties.
It's lit.
Like, oh, you only got the veggies? We only got veggie patties.
Oh, shit, yo. Nah, shout out to you guys,
yeah,
man. Shout out to you.
What you want?
What you want? What you want? We only got beans
it's
and rice.
Lit.
So we're excited to come check
and
it out.
And they let you—they really do let you order
everything,
before telling you they don't have nothing.
Facts.
What do you want?
What
don't you have?
Minimum oxtail. We got beans and rice. What you want? You want cabbage?
Oh, you know what scares me?
What's that?
When it's covered.
No.
Because then you don't know what's going on.
You
yo.
Know. You know what scares me is when they're polite.
Yeah, nah,
something's wrong.
When they're polite?
Wait, time out. They're always polite to me, man. Which one y'all be going to?
So
I walk in the door and say, how you doing? I say, what's going on?
They greet you?
Yeah, what's up?
Bro, when I walk up to the counter, they go,
which one y'all going to?
Any one of them.
Oh, nah, y'all have always been greeted.
Which one you go to, Brighton?
Nah.
It's lit.
You gonna do me like that, bro?
Not Brighton, not Brighton. I meant over there by Brigham Women.
You gonna do me like that? Nah, Women? I go to the one over here in Flames over here.
In Randolph?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah,
I said, what's like, they nice.
Well, yeah, I heard they nice, but that don't mean
they
nice.
Listen. They nice.
I ain't gonna talk down about no business.
Nah, hell nah. Go. Flames is it's a tradition out here. Yeah. That's all.
If you go to a Jamaican spot and they don't got an attitude, you gotta be worried.
Yes. Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm 1,000%.
I'm gonna be hesitant.
Yeah. What else came out?
We got Boston Wild Black, the Black Family Reunion is about
yes,
to come
sir.
Back
shout out to
up.
Sheena Colliero.
Shout out to
that.
Sheena. Shout out to Sheena. Yeah. She's been winning a lot this year.
She's been winning
a lot this past few years.
Winning.
All right, let me ask you a question. Do implants from other cities prosper more than Boston grown people or businesses?
Not that they prosper more.
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to tell you why.
And I'm going to tell you why I say no.
Okay.
Go ahead, please.
I'm going to say no because the Boston people here, you're just used to them. So you kind of don't give them as much.
You know
them. I don't want to say, you know them.
Yeah.
You've supported them. You've been to their stuff. Mm-hmm. So you don't give it any new shine like it's something new. It's what you're used to. But somebody coming from out of town, they bring in a whole different type of vibe.
Mm-hmm.
That vibe, that whole culture. For example, the whole Black Family Reunion thing, people weren't doing that.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't happening before.
It just wasn't organized. It would be at Franklin Park.
But yeah, that's Juneteenth.
Or Shattuck Hospital.
That's Juneteenth.
That's Juneteenth,
That's our Boston Wild Black.
Yeah,
but do you see how
that was our Boston Wild Black growing
up.
But
do you see how it's like, oh, yeah, that's Juneteenth. Because we've been, that's what we do. So it's not anything brand new to us. It's just what we do.
So you do agree with me that people from out of town do prosper more than people from here?
No, I feel that it looks like they do just because it's something new and shiny.
I'm going to tell you why they do, because people that I've spoken to just in passing do feel that people who aren't from here prosper faster. They get through those doors faster. They have less obstacles to jump over.
Well, that's easy.
I'm just saying what the other people.
Yeah,
you're
not
fool.
No, I know. I definitely believe if you come from somewhere else and come here,
people are more likely to help
you. Yeah, because they don't have a background on you.
Facts.
And you're bringing in something new.
It doesn't have to be new. They don't have a background on you.
They don't have a background on you.
The familiarity is not there.
To nobody yet.
The familiarity is not there, bro.
But it's also like, it's like a TV show. If it's a brand new TV show that's something different than what you're always seeing, you're
attracted. I'm gonna get them right here. Ready? You think all?
Why do you gotta like about getting me?
Because me and Show, we have these conversations because we go out.
Yeah, we understand.
We go out together.
You know what I'm saying?
Shit.
We go out together.
It's lit.
20 minutes late.
You know what I'm saying?
You feel me? But the reason why I was saying that is because, like, let me see. Do you think that Black women support Black women here?
To a degree.
I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say those that are going out and doing stuff, absolutely.
There's certain few, actually, not even a few. There's a whole lot of them that we don't know also that actually are in certain spaces that a lot of others can't get into at all.
And do help them get into those spaces.
Yes.
How y'all know they about this? Y'all be in those spaces?
I'm asking because I don't want you to go on here. Well, I'm going to say this.
I be in some of the spaces, and I know women that do be in those spaces.
So why don't also, you, wait, time out. Why don't you come back and tell us?
What do you mean?
So we could talk about it.
I think what we're used to seeing also, since I've decided to just be a spectator lately and just see what's going on, and there's a lot of, it's pockets. There's pockets, and there is like favoritism and all of that.
Yes.
You see that.
Yes.
But I also understand the favoritism because it is classism in a certain degree, because the people that are helping each other, they in those fields. You know what I'm saying? And they know their trajectory is this way if they connect with this person also.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, you know, you scratch my back, I scratch yours. You know what I'm saying? In our field, it's very, it's difficult to scratch somebody else's back while they scratch ours because the level of, what do you want to say, popularity is different. You know what I'm saying? How we go about things is very different. In other categories, it's very businesslike. We're pure creatives.
But I think that's where we should change.
Yeah.
Because we're creatives. I had seen something over the weekend where it was like, Black people are so used to just giving that they don't understand how to make things like business-like. Like, they don't know how to charge their family because they put the emotion into business with them.
Oh, shit. Oh, that was an accident. Shit. Accident. Accident.
Sounds like a Freudian slip to me.
Accident.
Sounds like a Freudian slip to me.
Accident. But I don't believe that. I don't believe that because, I mean, when I sell my stuff, mm-hmm. my friends buy it. Even I be trying to just give it to them. Just like, yo, you're lying. They're like, nah, I'm going to support your shit. I don't ask them. I don't beg them. Nothing. I just say, yeah, I got some new stuff coming. Oh, let me know when it drops.
That's a fact.
That's my experience. You know what I'm saying? So I don't believe that people are afraid of being charged. Do you give a family discount? Sure, why not? Because you still need bread for your time.
Right.
You still need bread for your time.
Oh, my God. I'm glad you said
that's
that.
That's all
so,
it is.
So wait.
I'm not asking for a full price, but I still need bread for my time.
You know what the
hardest... Gas ain't cheap.
The hardest thing for me in business is... having family or close people to you understand that it's still business.
Right? We're running something here.
I have never asked any one of my friends to have a business for any type of hookup or anything else. All I ask is that you give me that dope quality because I
that's
know
it.
You
that's got, it.
For
that's
example,
it.
For that's example, it. I need a pictures taken. We need a pictures taken. Who'd I go to? Sam.
I'm saying?
I said, Sam, let us know what your price is. We got it.
Yes.
I got a homegirl that has a whole baking business. Anytime someone of my friends say, yo, I need a cake, I put them on.
Facts.
Shout out to Crave Fairy.
It's lit.
Shout out to Crave Fairy.
Yeah.
Hit her up. Bomb ass cakes. So, I mean, I will support.
Yeah.
Like, so, I mean, if people are doing that whole discount and expecting favorite things, then you know they're the ones that aren't going to support
like,
you anyway.
My thing is, like, if you give a discount, it's by choice. Like, you don't have to. Like, there's no pre-notion about it.
Yeah.
You feel me? But it bothers me when people don't understand that you put the time, effort, and due diligence into being disciplined about
something. Oh, I'm not even... If we're doing business... I'm very shrewd. I'm very straight to the point. I'm not there with emotions.
But they don't understand.
I don't care about none of that.
Right. Because
you can feel how you want to feel, bro. Go to somebody else.
People don't, but they don't. They're not going for you because of your craft. They're going to you because
of access.
Oh, I know you. You could do this for me.
It's access. It's knowing that you work for Lexus. So let me go to Mikey to get this discount, even though I don't check on Mikey. I don't have no conversations with Mikey. I don't even ask this motherfucker about his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Those are the type of people I'd be like, man, you just don't get it.
Yeah.
Hey, you just don't get it.
Hey, man. What else is going on out here? There's a lot going on out here. What else is going on? Oh, the Haitian Day Parade was this weekend or something?
It was Haitian Flag Day.
Haitian Flag Day.
Shout out to the Haitians. Haitian Flag Day.
You know what I'm saying?
Y'all fucked up Blue Hill.
Hey.
He was out there?
No, but I kept seeing it on Facebook. Yo, avoid Blue Hill Ave. Avoid Blue Hill Ave. It's lit.
I had to get out to Milton. It took me forever to get off my street and get through Mattapan Square.
Damn, son.
But shout out to y'all because I'm telling you right now, the Haitian ladies were outside.
Oh, shit. My man was mesmerized.
It's lit.
I didn't expect the general to go
you
like that.
You know what I'm saying? You said the ladies were mesmerized.
Y'all know I love the Haitian ladies.
Oh, shit. All right.
It's lit.
No.
Okay.
Wow. All right. You strong today.
But real talk, though, the parade was fire. They had different groups. There was people in uniforms. And
oh, it was like real festively.
It was a parade.
Nice.
There was Haitian
I seen a few clips
there.
On the gram. That was
shout
about
out,
it.
Shout out to the Haitian Freemasons. I saw y'all marching out.
It's lit.
But it was a dope. I was just trying to get through. But it was a dope watching.
Nice, you know what I mean? Man. Yeah. I'm glad the Haitian people got their shit off. You know
I know
saying?
Next Saturday, the first Saturday of June, is Suave.
What's that?
It's a lit
Suave. I thought
party.
Suave.
Huh?
I thought it was Suave. It's Suave?
I thought it was Suave.
Wait, is it the African joint you're talking about?
No.
What's
it's a Caribbean joint. It's a big-ass party on Talbot Ave.
Oh, I'm not going to be there.
I don't know
there.
What the tickets are, I'm but good. I know it'd be lit.
It's for the Caribbeans?
Facts.
Oh, yeah, I'm cool. Shout out to y'all. You know what I'm saying? I see how y'all get down. You know what I'm saying?
Grimy
I'm
going to
be peaceful in the burbs. You know what I'm saying? Chilling.
Shout out to Oompa. I think they started like a label. It's called like Out Loud.
Ah, yes, I seen that. Everybody dancing in the studio and all of that.
It's lit.
Shout out to you, man.
Shout out to Oomph.
You know what I'm saying? making moves, man.
She been making moves because she's on that Pepsi commercial
real
shit.
Real quietly. I like that. It. Not doing too much.
Very
I like it.
Very. We love to be below the radar. Just
making moves. Just making moves. Just like, ah, y'all can talk, but I'm, you know what I'm saying?
No, I seen she had some people on there. They got the phrase. He was over there at Ugly Duck Studios.
Yes, sir. Yeah, yeah.
I seen Cake Swag.
Yeah, I seen up. Yeah.
Shout out to Cake Swag.
It's lit.
No book peas on there.
It's lit.
Oh, they got grime grub. You got to keep the streets.
It's lit.
one foot in, one foot out.
We can't all just be super creators. We need the street.
We need somebody to hold us down.
We need the free security. You feel me? Shout out to Grime Girth.
It's lit.
They had Go-Go. They had Day to Dawn. And they had Trisha Reed. Shout out to Trisha Reed, too.
It's lit.
And they also had DJ Real Pink.
Yes, they did.
Who's hosting what at Big Night Live?
World Africa.
There we go. It's lit.
Which is going to be on May 28th.
Okay. Sunday.
We should all be there.
We should all be there. Put the kids away. Ask the grandmoms, you know what I'm saying, to come babysit.
Go see that Monday old fling that you didn't get last summer.
Worth. Take your shorty if you got a shorty. You know what I'm saying?
Your fella.
Take the fella.
Yeah. Father's Day is coming up.
Take whoever they want. Well,
you know what I mean?
It's lit.
Yeah. Everybody should be up in there showing love.
Get outside, enjoy the weather.
It's all vibey out here.
Yo, weather's been great. Sunny, late, son. Let's just enjoy it, right?
Woo. We're like, yo, should I put the AC in?
Nah, not yet.
My kids got the AC.
All right, so wait, I got a question.
Let's take a music break.
All right, we're going to take a break. Wait. One question before we go. Let's see how y'all answer it.
Go ahead.
It's sundress season, right?
Absolutely. And I love it.
Wait. He's hype. With everybody identifying, you look at sundresses the same anymore?
This is just because. Vonnie, album out now. Go check it out.
Everybody want to know.
You can't just look at every sundress no more.
If I didn't win, I guess we'll never know.
Guess we'll never know, nigga.
It's lit.
Trying to have me back against the wall.
Just because.
I might blow a bag on your cheek.
Just because.
And I might switch the tags on the whip.
Just because.
Hating cause I can't take it all.
Just because.
Trying to have me back against the wall.
Just because.
I might blow a bag on your cheek.
Just because.
I might switch the tags on the whip.
Just because,
tryna have me back against the wall. Just because,
it's lit.
I'm coming for them all.
Just because,
I might blow it back on your chair. Just because, I might switch the tags on the whip.
Just because,
yo, flow too hot, flow too sick. Ain't no walking leak. Yo, something hot to tear your ribs, just like a pot of grits. Yo, all these ops, all that shit, got no pot to piss. Got no time to waste.
It's lit.
Wrist. Oh, yeah. Know me, yes, Giovanni. Otherwise, pour the life of the party. I can't control if you leave with your shawty. She came with you, but she looking right at me. You better check.
It's lit.
She keep a pot on wet. I got a feeling to dip a little more. I don't fret. I'm all set. Hating cause I can't take it all.
Just because.
Tryna have me back against the wall.
It's lit.
I might blow a bag on your cheek,
just because.
And I might switch the tags on the whip,
just because.
Hating cause I can't take it all,
just because.
Tryna have me back against the wall,
just because.
I might blow a bag on your cheek,
just because.
I might switch the tags on the whip,
just because.
Yeah. Gotta take care of my family, you know that,
just because.
Gotta lead them by example when I tell them don't do drugs. All the real ones gonna be real no matter what I show you.
It's lit.
Haters gonna hate no matter what won't
just
show you.
Because.
Ain't no way around it. Tell them by the fruit they bear. Listen how they sounded. Yeah. Tell my lady that thing keep me grounded.
Glad to see you back out, Vonnie.
She put it on me, I be so astounded. Yeah.
Glad to see you back out, Vonnie. About time, nigga. How many years you took off? You know what I mean? We back in the building, though.
It's lit.
Cause I can't take it all.
Just because.
Tryna have me back against the wall.
Just because.
I might blow a bag on your cheek.
Just because.
And I might switch the tags on the whip.
Just because. Just because. Just because. Just because
it looks good from the outside looking in. Don't assume that it is what it seems like it is. We all selling dreams and some of us dream big, so do good and bad and in between. Just check on your friends. It's Paul.
It's lit.
Oh, shit.
I fixed some desks, a drywall and desks. I put together desks, huh? That's what you think I do?
You video called yourself walking to work.
Oh, yeah, I did.
It's lit.
I did.
He's clowning the effort.
It's all good. It's all good. At least I put the effort in. You know what I'm saying? So if you want to do all that, he won't do all that.
It's lit.
Put the glasses back on.
Niggas see me, I always put the effort in.
Oh, yeah, I'm not saying you don't.
I'm A for effort all the time.
Oh, and I support that.
You know what I'm saying?
I support that.
But you're not going to tell me because you wake up at 4:30, I'm supposed to give a fuck.
I'm not going to give a fuck.
The funny thing is I didn't actually give a fuck. You're the one that said, yo, I wake up at 4:30.
Yeah, because you're complaining. Like, no, yo, we got to hurry up.
I said, we got to hurry up because I got to go.
I gotta go.
The same bullshit you say.
I gotta go too.
I have to shut the fuck up.
But see, I ain't rushing to leave.
Then you shut the fuck up.
I ain't talking about. I gotta wake up at 4:30.
I will say, just being a spectator, Mikey. When you say you miss us, but then you try to rush to get away from us.
You don't miss us enough.
I gotta go. I gotta go.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, Jaheim.
It's boss.
It's the life
of a boss.
Oh shit, you Rick Ross now?
You'll understand.
Don't make me envy you, nigga.
You'll understand.
Don't make me envy you, nigga.
I want to see envy.
Envy has been hilarious.
Yo, I've been dying.
I'm glad this happened because it made Envy get into his adult bag.
Yeah.
Like, yo. He didn't go up there disrespecting him.
Nah.
He legit just had to kick facts.
That's it.
And he kicked it in a funny way. And it was funny when Jess was egging him on.
Yo, yes, that shit.
Yes. She was like,
Jess, shut up. He was like, my bad. Honestly.
She was like, no,
that's the friend you need. Just to egg you on. Get your shit off, yo. You know what I'm saying?
He was doing it respectful.
Yeah. She was like, yeah, he's in his bag. Yeah, go ahead, girl.
Just like that.
Yo, I fuck with Envy. Because I like how we did it. I like how we did it.
I love when he took the picture with 50. That shit was hilarious with the caption.
Oh, I didn't see it. I didn't even see it.
He put a Drake line too. That was hilarious. He's like, when the OGs are acting like some shit like that. I was rolling, bro.
Man. Shout out to Envy.
Let me get through these rapid fires real quick. Shout out to Ludacris for getting his star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
It's Luda. Y'all need to stop respecting that man.
Oh, okay. Absolutely.
Luda
absolutely.
Is the man.
The guy who made the song Waterfalls.
Come on, son.
Splash.
Come on, son.
Touch me.
It's lit.
That's crazy.
Grabbing this.
Come on, son.
Stand up.
All right, moving on. We have a.
it's lit.
Yeah,
in
man.
Different area.
It's lit.
Come on, son. Come on.
All right, so the NAACP issued a travel advisory for black people for going to the state of Florida.
We can't go to Florida.
It's lit.
They're saying, yo, the governor's tripping. DeSantis, or what's Trump call him? The Sanctimonious.
Yeah, facts.
Fuck that nigga.
He's
going to announce that he's running for president, and Trump's like, yo, for real? You basically trying to do copy my whole playbook?
But he got real power.
Who?
DeSantis.
Yeah.
Not over Trump.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, I don't know, bro.
Yeah.
The way the optics look.
It's looking bad.
He looks strong.
He ain't taking Trump's supporters. Uh-uh. He's trying. But he ain't gonna do it.
Listen, he's wilding now. He's going places I didn't even think Trump would go.
Him being so strong is gonna make us support Trump.
Yeah,
because he's wild.
Yeah, but
lesser of two evils.
But that's the Republican caucus. That's the Republican whatever
House.
But anyway, yeah. That's their convention. But anyway,
being Republican, did you guys just see that Ice Cube said that black people need to ditch the Democrat Party?
1,000%. They're playing with you.
They spoon feeding.
Manipulation. They're playing with your heart.
I seen it when they did Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Listen, bro. Listen. I'm not telling y'all. Y'all know I don't give a fuck about politics. I'm looking right at the camera. Y'all know I don't give a fuck about politics. But these niggas ain't help y'all do nothing but crucify y'all and cut y'all niggas off at the knees.
Your money into crypto.
And how is that different than Republicans?
I didn't tell you to go nowhere.
Republicans?
I'm just saying.
With Donald Trump as president, there was 1,500 more black millionaires. That's all I'm going to say. That's an actual stat. You can look it up.
Yeah, but it was because of him.
It was happened while he was in office.
That's all that matters, bro.
It happened while he was in office. It absolutely doesn't.
Because if that's your argument... Never mind. Because
the hold on.
Republicans free the slaves, right?
Whoa.
They free the slaves, right?
I'm not.
Don't do that.
I'm not doing all of that.
Because, I can't say that.
You can.
Because what you're not doing is you're not acknowledging the fact that the Republican Party had a dramatic shift in like the 70s and the 80s to become the party of fuck minorities. Right. That's why they came out with all those policies that basically put all of us in jail and just destroyed the black community.
They got mad at all the free work they gave away.
I ain't trying to go down that road. But anyway, moving on.
Wait, tell me. You see how Mikey always be acting like the females?
It's lit.
How do I act like the females?
Because you get like that last little bit.
That's why we always know his mood when we go see him, bro.
Like,
you know what I'm saying? Look, yo, look. He's exasperated now.
You're exacerbated.
It's lit.
In the words,
exacerbated right now.
In the words of show, suck my dick.
Damn. It's lit.
We got a
wait. Way to talk to the community today.
Hey, you wanted it, you got it. So I'm moving on. We got
we're putting that on the shirt for you.
Hey, you wanted, you got it.
Coming out for sale soon. OnlyFans model caught her stepdad spending up to $2,000 on her custom videos.
Not only
it's lit.
He was her number one subscriber.
Her number one subscriber.
That's support. You nasty as fuck, but that's support.
That's some nasty shit.
He's keeping it in the family. No,
he was living out of porn category,
bro,
nigga.
He was asking for private videos.
Yeah, he was wilding out.
That's crazy to want to look at the thing that came from your thing.
Nah. Step. Step, bro.
Step,
yeah,
dad.
That's a little crazy.
It's a little crazy, that's right? Crazy.
I mean, there is whole porno genres of that.
Yes, so, facts.
Really?
Yeah. Stepmom, stepson. Yeah, daughter.
I don't look for shit like that.
No, it's just a
category.
It's like a common category.
I didn't know. You know what's coming.
Bro, it's all over this shit.
Hold on. I'm trying to see what his porn history is like. What's your porn history like, yo?
Bro, it's a common category.
I know, but what you click on when you go to these?
We already had this conversation.
No, I don't remember it.
It's lit.
I don't remember it.
I like my black shorties.
No.
I like a black.
No, but
like,
what's the category you're clicking on?
Black girls.
Okay.
Oh, you actually go to you actually just click black.
He's a category, bro.
No, if there's a category, I'll pick the category. But I scroll and see what I like.
Okay.
You actually scroll too,
nigga. It pops up.
I type in search.
You type in specifics.
Big booty riding, nigga.
Yo,
it's lit.
I'm like Cherokee.
You know how to spell Cherokee? Yo, I don't even know how to spell that.
Yo, real talk. My favorite is caught. Every time, wow. Cut outside, do some wild shit. Wow. Yeah, I don't want to see you in a bedroom. Nigga. I'm bored. I do that shit myself, nigga.
I don't watch it that enough to care. But I
love porn, yo.
Okay.
That stepdad's wilding.
He's wilding, but she got paid though. So get your money, mama. Yeah.
But I think the story was she like basically broke up the marriage.
Yeah, 1,000% she did. Yeah.
I mean,
as she should have.
Oh, she didn't.
He did. No, we're not gonna put it on her. He broke up the family. Yeah, he broke up the family.
He sent the request, and she didn't know who it was.
She knew who it was.
That's fucked up. She's like, you didn't want to give me that money when I was 16?
Say less.
Right.
I'm taking this break.
I bet you he couldn't say nothing to her at the crib.
At all.
Go ahead. I'm going to tell mom, nigga.
Whoa.
Wilder. Hell yeah. Whoa. She took 2 G's from that nigga. She knew.
That was just A. I'm pretty sure he spent more.
See? She knew.
Yeah, they said he was the number one subscriber.
Alright, so rounding it up with our final topic.
What's poppin'?
What do you think about people who speak negatively about their partners in public spaces?
Don't talk about your shorty like that, son.
Weak.
Relax.
But I hate. I'm not gonna say I hate because I'm learning this year not to say hate. Because that's very deep.
That's deep, man. Hate
so
is deep.
I'm more so like, yo, I really dislike.
Dislike.
Strongly dislike.
Ooh, that's even better.
Let me try
to get back on our good side.
It's lit.
Stay over there 20 minutes.
I give a damn about y'all good side.
Shit. Yeah, you're not.
Right side, good side.
You know what I'm saying? No, you can't talk negatively about your shorty outside.
Not even your shorty. Women be talking bad about their men.
You cannot talk about your partner. You should not.
Not in a bad way.
Especially to a third party.
Yeah. You don't want to bring that... You don't want to paint your partner in that light outside.
Not only that, but you just created a gateway for somebody to interrupt your situation.
Ooh. Because all the way.
You out there talking
it's
about your shorty.
Yeah.
Or your man.
You don't know your partner.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
You don't know who's listening. They might be like, yo, I've been trying to slide up on that person's partner for a minute.
Word.
And now they said you talking smack, and you know how it is now. Everybody got these phones. And I got a clip of you doing it.
Talking crazy.
You think you need a clip? They uploaded on their story.
That's what I'm saying.
They uploaded on their stories, and I just be like, yo, y'all be just fucking it's too up y'all much,
man. Too much, man. You got to stay private with your relationships. It's the only way it survives. Road talk.
I seen that with Method Man.
Yeah. I loved when he said that.
They asked that. They was like, how have you guys stayed together for so long? He's like, yeah, we keep our shit private.
As you should, man. Now, we're not saying don't talk to your peoples to vent.
Yeah.
We all need people to vent our shit off of.
Don't share it with strangers.
Yeah. People you trust, too. Because what you said to your peoples should not come outside a circle at all.
But then that also speaks to people's trust level. They trust too much to the point that they're showing to total strangers on social media.
It's not has nothing to do with trust. It's all about just trying to be seen.
But it is trust when you show your baby.
No.
I feel like it's trust when you show your baby.
No, it's about trying to be seen. All the people that post videos of their kids on social media doing a bunch of stuff, ain't trust.
You think they post it because they want people to see it?
How do you trust the millions of people potentially seeing
this
stuff?
He's right there because there's a lot on YouTube. There's a lot of kids on there. It's a million people. You don't know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? So we do live in a sick world, so anything is possible.
Okay.
But when it comes to situations where you and your partner might be going through something, or you just need to get some stuff off your chest, it should only be those who are close to you and not people outside of that circle of trust that has been earned.
Or being adult and have the communication with your partner.
Well, communication. Like you still need to get your shit off sometimes, man, because you can't get your shit off the same way with your shorty.
But you gotta get it off respectfully.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe you don't want to be respectful though to your girl or your partner. You want to be respectful, but to the person you're venting to,
You still gotta be respectful.
Nah.
The reason why I say that is because if you talk crazy about your shorty to that person, they know you talk crazy about them too.
Not true.
So you telling me the person that you vent to, you treat them better than your partner?
It's a different relationship, bro.
I'm saying in how you vent to someone about them.
First of all, when I say like you can go crazy on how you express yourself, you can be as electrifying as you want to be. You know what I'm saying? Because you can let it all out. I'm not saying,
you call him the Avenger now. Now he think about being Thor now.
I'm just, because, I mean, you're going to say some bad things about your partner that's annoying you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But that's natural. Everybody. That's natural.
That's natural.
You know what I'm saying? Now you might throw some sauce on it. You know what I'm saying? And what's your friend gonna
do? Sprinkles.
Friend's gonna back you up like, nah, fuck that, she wrong.
But sometimes your friend might be like, nah, you wrong.
You're right.
Oh, the absolute.
That's the best.
They're like,
yeah. And Sam, that's the best part.
Sam, I ain't gonna lie. I
hate when y'all say I ain't gonna lie. Bitch, I didn't ask you about that, none of that.
I'll just be on my side. Is listen and agree.
That's it. If they're an asshole, I want you to agree they're an asshole.
Yes. I don't want no advice.
Don't come over here. Yo, let me ask
you a
question.
Don't try to fix nothing right now, yo.
Has y'all partner ever caped for the just total stranger out of nowhere?
What do you mean cape?
Like say if you come home and you venting about me, you're like, yeah, Sam always like this. And she'd be like, babe, don't get mad at Sam. Like, you've done it all the time.
I'll punch you in your face, bitch. You crazy.
it's lit.
Now that's an example of... of being able to say whatever you want to say.
Yes. I don't talk like that to myself.
I do. I'd be like, man, you lucky I ain't a woman.
Yo, let's say
if I was a woman, I'd punch you in the
face. It's lit. It's lit.
Hey, yo, y'all want, yo, listen, I ain't gonna front with y'all. Y'all shorties want dick so bad, admit it. I see when I'm knocking y'all niggas out. You can't say you a woman now, bitch.
Max, equal rights.
Wow.
It's lit.
Wow.
Equal rights.
Listen, man, I'm just saying.
Yo, listen, you know what the funniest thing I've been seeing on social media is when... I don't even know if it's funny, but it is funny. You know what is funny? When they be like, listen, shout out to the community. You know I'm a supporter. Right?
It's
but when they go up into like these city council meetings, they be like, fuck you! Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you! And then they just walk off. I'd be like, what?
What was the time? Why do you waste your time and everybody just time to
Yo,
do that
bro,
shit?
Yo, bro, they be screaming and I be like, damn, they really just sit there and scream?
Yo, what's up with the AI joint? What is iPhone doing to our faces?
Bro. We fast forwarded, so I erased that, but I remember.
it's lit.
So
yeah,
I've constantly been railing against AI, and I know how I'm gonna get. I know how I'm gonna die.
Oh,
AI is gonna take me out.
Yeah,
Allen Iverson.
It's
lit.
Word.
Say, damn, that nigga hit you the crossover.
AI is gonna identify me as his biggest threat, and is gonna take me out.
Why are you the biggest threat?
Because I'm constantly railing against AI. Yo, y'all keep allowing these freaking things because you think they're cool to do them, and then we're gonna
kill us. Listen,
gonna kill us.
For the creators, for what we do, we gonna die anyways.
Nah, the creators, we gonna survive.
Nah. Listen,
we got the effort.
I got you.
They're gonna take your job.
Check it. I seen a video on TikTok, right? Mind you, I think Missouri or something is trying to ban TikTok, the first state, some shit like that.
Already did, right?
All right, cool. Bet. Now check it.
Is it
Montana or some shit like that?
Montana.
Some shit like that. All right, bet. I seen a TikTok. It was like, oh,
Utah.
AI took my job from me from editing, and he showed it. And the shit really edited, like really chopped up his whole clip.
Yeah.
His whole hour clip.
Chopped and screwed.
I was like, damn.
But you also got to understand, if he's in Montana, there's only like 50 people, bro.
But that's one state.
That's one state. That's all it takes.
Yeah.
I ain't going to lie to y'all. I am terrified of AI.
I am too.
Because there's no reason why, first of all, the iPhone taking pictures of you, and there's no reason why it needs to learn.
It takes a picture of you every 5 seconds.
Yeah, and there's no reason why it needs to learn another language that quickly.
Yo, like, yo, fam,
chill, bro.
It can learn a new language.
See, but now, I got a question. What if we, as black people, or just not even black people, just other people, because you know, in all the movies, when the government gets the tech, so do we. We get the bootleg version.
Facts.
Right? So what happens when we get the AI that tells us where we come from?
Listen, all I know is being easy is going to go up.
What you think?
On a block.
You think AI will be able to tell black people where they come from?
I think that will start all the wars. Right before it destroys you.
Yeah, facts. All of that.
Listen, bro. And I said this a million times. AI, all it got to do is connect to the internet and
we're done.
If y'all don't know what Ultron is, look at Avengers.
You know my one theory?
Skynet, Terminator, you know, all of them.
You know my one conspiracy theory?
That's how Judgment
theory?
Day starts.
Facts.
Since we have conspiracy theories, my one conspiracy theory is the meteor that killed the dinosaurs was us.
Coming?
Yeah.
Like we landed here?
Yeah.
From somewhere else?
Yeah.
All right. I believe anything now. Actually, I don't believe anything. I'll just take
you
what you
say. You don't think that might get at all?
Just go, okay, cool.
That's an interesting ass theory, and I never heard that shit before. That's kind of dope.
Don't bullshit.
That was like, from somewhere else?
Yo, that's kind of dope.
That went from somewhere else?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I mean.
And what if the people that keep trying to come here are looking for us?
Oh, shit. You went crazy.
And that's why we don't know where we come from.
Oh, you went crazy, yo.
You went deep.
I'm just saying, right?
And why we started off like this.
And that's why they don't want us to know.
You know what? On that note.
Dead ass, bro.
Hey, listen, man. I'm not high enough for this. Wild now.
It's lit.
The drink been took over, you know what I mean?
Things that make you go,
Like, huh? Oh, I don't want to hear none of that shit.
Damn, we really
they
are.
They give us gods just to placate us and shit. Something to believe in.
You know what I mean? Because they know we're easily going to be manipulated.
Well, we are easily manipulated as a people.
And maybe that's why they want to be us so bad, because we got something that they don't have on this planet.
Oh, man. Listen, man.
No?
I think white people are aliens.
I do.
Whoa.
I do. Nah, give me a high five. Give me a high five. I've been there, bro. I didn't wait for somebody else to say it.
I didn't even think white people are aliens, bro.
At first, we were the aliens, and now, okay.
Nah, I really think white people would be aliens. Mind you, my wife is white, so I was like, shit ain't right.
It's not.
You say, yo, which planet you from?
But I feel like this might be their planet that they inhabited, but we weren't here, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, Vulcan ass girl.
If we being real, let's go on my quick theory before we go out, right? If they've been here and they're supposedly from the Caucasus Mountains, they were trapped in the mountains and we freed them when we landed here.
Oh, shit. Whoa.
It's lit.
Somebody needs to write a book.
Facts, yo.
And that's why they don't have no melanin, because they was
trapped in the Caucasus Mountains.
In the Caucasus.
So this is their land, really?
But no, we took over.
But we came,
the Caucasus Mountains.
Because like you said,
still their land, nigga.
What happens with us with the sun? We turn to Superman, right?
You know what I mean?
We absorb the sun.
It's lit.
Clark Kent. I see how you
it's lit.
And this is what we do at Slip.
This is what we do.
You know what I'm saying?
It's lit.
You know what I'm saying? Until next week, we out of here.
Facts.
It's lit.